Hello, hello, hello. So as I am diving back into the Anchor app and trying to figure out, you know, discover all the new features and see what's new that's in there, well, I actually discovered some really old audio. All of my old archived original Anchor audio was still in my account, which was so cool. And one of the cool new features is that you can actually pretty easily stitch audio together in the Anchor app now, and especially using the desktop version too. Now, don't get me wrong, it's a very rudimentary, like, putting building blocks in front of each other like a train, right? Drag and drop this audio here, this audio there. So it's very rudimentary. It's not like a Hindenburg full scale audio editor or anything like that. But it's also simple and quick. And so what I decided to do was to take you with me down a trip down memory lane to my very first ever Anchor recordings. And actually it was August 2017 and I was headed to Anaheim, California for Podcast Movement. And it was the first time I was going to a really, really, really big podcast convention, and I hadn't flown to California in years. So there I was, leaving my baby Jordan and going to discover the podcasting possibilities at Podcast Movement in Anaheim, California. So come with me all the way back to August 2017. Hey guys, it is my first recording for, I'm just going to use this podcast to chronicle my adventures in podcasting. It's going to be super off the cuff and super casual. This is Jemmy, your host, and I am a podcaster now for over 3 years. I have two other shows. One's called Curve the Cube. That was my flagship show, all about inspiration and getting people to get off their butts and do what they want to do for a living. And the other one is called Eggheads After Hours. I have two co-hosts on that show, and it's all about how small businesses and our South Florida community use technology. And so podcasting has been huge for me in uplifting my spirits and changing my life and shifting my position on this earth. And I cannot thank the industry enough. It has embraced me and it's been wonderful. And every single day has felt like a new adventure. So I am sitting here today at the lovely Anaheim Marriott Hotel. I'm from South Florida, so it was quite the trip to get over here, but it's for a good cause. It's for Podcast Movement, PM17, as it is known, hashtag PM17, online. And it's fantastic. And so today I am volunteering. I'm helping out with the PMX competition. I'm helping out with the PMX competition. I'm calling myself the lav mic manager. It really just means that I clip it on and take it off in between speakers. But I'm loving it. The speakers are amazing. And tonight I get to be a speaker at Ignite. So I'm going to be using this podcast to chronicle, as I said, my adventures in podcasting. And so this starts with today, my first day one. It's kind of like the pre-day. And tonight I'll be a night speaker. And there's also a viewing of the Messengers documentary. So anyone out there who's interested in podcasting, well, you must be because you're listening to a podcast. So I'm assuming that you're at least a fan of the industry. Then go check out iTunes and go check out The Messengers documentary. It's a documentary all about podcasters. It's made by a couple of friends of mine, Neil Giarte and Chris Kremitzos. They're fantastic people, and they've worked so hard and made a wonderful documentary about the crazy people that we call podcasters. So go check that out. And I'm going to continue to chronicle my trip here at Podcast Movement 17 in Anaheim, California, throughout my time here, throughout my week. So today is Tuesday. I flew in yesterday. I'll be here all through Friday and using this to chronicle it. And I will tie all of this audio together in an episode of Curve the Cube. The next episode of Curve the Cube comes out on the 1st, and I'm hopefully going to be successful at tying all of this together for my annual birthday slash podcast movement episode. So it's going to be a jam-packed. Glenn the Geek is going to be interviewing me tomorrow morning because I asked him to
for my birthday episode. And then also I'm going to be using that plus all of these little snippets and tying them together for the next episode of Curve the Cube. So Curve the Cube is not on Anchor. You have to go to iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play or wherever else you can find podcasts to find Curve the Cube and check out that episode on the 1st. So thanks so much for tuning in, and I'm going to be interested in hearing about this, using this app. Oh, honest, that's a side note. So the next episode of Eggheads After Hours, where we talk about tech and business and stuff, it's a kind of a monthly magazine style podcast, and so each of the co-hosts has our own segment. Mine's called Flipping the Switch, and I talk about specifically how do people get their message out there using technology. So having heard about Anchor, I'm like, ooh, this is cool. I'm going to talk about that on my next episode. So I'm going to be specifically talking about the Anchor app on the next episode of Eggheads After Hours, which will be out on the third. So look forward to the Curve the Cube episode on the 1st and Eggheads After Hours on the 3rd. And with that, I'll say thank you for checking this out. There'll be more to come throughout the day, and I appreciate you listening. This is Jemmy, your host with Flintstone Media. And oh, check out the Florida Podcast Network. It's up and popping at floridapodcastnetwork.com. All right, guys, so it's the end of the pre-day, I'll say, of Podcast Movement, and what a way to finish the day. I'm standing here with Chris Kremitzos, and thank you so much for everything that you've done in the podcasting space. For anybody who's listening who hasn't heard me mention his name before, you're not listening closely enough, because I have several times, but you are the man behind the Messengers documentary. So I want to ask you, what's it like for you to have, I mean, I literally just saw on my phone the notification that it's live in iTunes.
You just captured the moment.
Yeah, I did. What a culmination this must be for you. I mean, a lot of hard work, blood, sweat, and tears.
A lot of mixed emotions. One is I'm exhilarated, mm-hmm. exhausted,
yeah,
and grateful.
I can only imagine.
Because it was a huge journey to make that movie. And here it is. Like right now, it just got released. And it's live, so we'll see from here. I've done everything I can to get it out there, to get, you know, close to 1,000 pre-orders.
Yeah, you have.
And see what we do from here. Now the message is out with everybody else, so hopefully they spread it.
It's been really inspiring to see how you have done that, how you've put the word out. I mean, to see you on Facebook, your e-blast, it's like, oh my gosh, does this guy ever stop? He's just going. It's really super impressive. So for my listeners, explain what is the message behind The Messengers.
So The Messengers is about podcasting, but the heart of podcasting, why people do what they do, why they get behind a mic to put a message out there, and many times it's to help other human beings. So it's not necessarily about monetization. There is some of it in the movie, but it's about what compels these individuals to start talking into a mic in a closet, in a van, wherever they're podcasting, to reach out to other people out there in the universe. So it's a pretty powerful story.
Absolutely. So if you think about it like from a scientist's point of view, okay, a scientist might study an animal, a bug, or whatever, and try to get all the information that they can about what that thing is doing and why. But it's different if the bug could actually speak for itself, and that's what you've done in this documentary. So you've allowed podcasters to speak for themselves. What has been some of the most surprising messages that they've shared?
Lee Silverstein, what was surprising is he has stage 4 colon cancer, and many of us, he comes to our local group in Florida, and we love him. What's surprising is when we saw it on film, it struck us that Lee has stage 4 colon cancer. We never saw him that way because we just see Lee at the meetings.
Right.
And we realize that he takes his time very differently than the rest of us, and he chooses to hang out with us. So it's very inspiring. Very inspiring to see how he interacts with his wife and how he treats her, puts love notes every day around the house. Mm. So it's just some really cool stories. Christy Hausler, we weren't expecting her telling us that when she was married to her wife in South Carolina, they couldn't go out and eat in the same town that her wife was a school teacher.
Unbelievable.
And I remember asking her, I said, when was this? She goes, this was just last year. It's still going on. Coming from New York, I just didn't understand that, you know.
Well, okay, so you briefly mentioned your group. Let's say what the name of the group is.
So I help run PodFest Multimedia Expo, and then locally in the state of Florida, we do the Florida Podcast Association.
Wonderful. And everyone should also look forward to PodFest, which is coming in February.
February 8th to 10th, and we'll probably start production on Messengers Part 2.
Awesome. And how can people find Messengers Part 1?
I just go to iTunes or Amazon. It's up there. The Messengers, a podcast documentary. So help support it, watch it, spread the word. It was made about podcasting for podcasters to tell their family and friends, watch this movie, now you understand what I've been doing.
Because that is sometimes the hardest conversation to have.
Well, the thing they always say is, I don't see or understand what you're doing. And what they're saying is visually, they don't understand. So we're hoping that this movie explains the visual of what's going on for these podcasters and their audiences.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much. As a podcaster, I know I speak for many of us. Yeah. Thank you. And I look forward to hanging out with you for the rest of Podcast Movement.
Keep up all the great work that you're doing. You have an amazing tool and website that you launched. So I'm looking forward to supporting that throughout the year.
Thank you. Thank you. Yay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hey guys, okay, so it is now past the morning time of the official day one of Podcast Movement, my first year, and I just wanted to recap and tell y'all what I've been up to. So it's been pretty cool. So this morning, first thing, my super darling Glenn the Geek, Glenn of Horse Radio Network, my mentor, you've heard me talk about him a ton. He's like the ghost co-host of every show because I just talk about him so much. But anyways, this time he went from being a ghost co-host to an actual co-host, or really the host. He was sweet enough to do my birthday episode for me, and that was pretty cool because that involved talk show and Shure microphones, and they sponsored this table over here, this booth, this recording system, where Glenn and I got to go over there, and he interviewed me about the last year of my life for my upcoming birthday episode. It was such an honor to have. Not only, it's always, you know, kind of weird and cool to have the table flipped, but to have myself be interviewed by the person I look up to the most in this space was just fantastic, and I was so excited. He was so awesome to do it, so that is going to be included in this episode, of course. And then after that, so that was first thing in the morning. So then after that, I had to run off, and I was yesterday, if you recall, I was the lav mic manager for PMX, the PMX competition. Well, today, I was the stage manager for a couple of sessions this morning, and it feels like a promotion, guys. Okay, it's not at all a promotion because this was all pre-planned, but it feels like a promotion. So I got to set them up with their mics, tell them how I was going to do their timing, and then run around with the handheld mic and do the Q&As, and that was really cool. So that was for two different sessions. One was called Hustle and Flow with Brittany Luce and Eric Eddings. And then the other one was about like how do the three main elements of your podcast and what those three main elements should be, which are story, character, and voice. And that was with Eric Newsom, so doubled up on the Erics today. And they were both just such awesome presentations, and it was really cool to feel like I was really in the mix and part of it and contributing in my own way. And then after, because I didn't, I realized I completely spaced and missed my volunteer orientation. Oops, my bad. And so I had to run over and get my volunteer orientation shirt. And then as I was walking to the ladies' room, because I really had to go, I got a tap on the shoulder. And I turned around, and it was this lovely, lovely woman. And I hope I don't botch her name. It's either Tosh or Tasha. But she was so sweet. And she's like, I had to come up to you. I recognized you. You did the talk last night, and I loved it. Oh, my gosh. So you know how we, especially if creatives, we tend to be our own worst critic. And, you know, I loved doing my Ignite talk last night. I got a little nervous about halfway through, which is so unusual for me. But, you know, I was very wondering, should I play this back? Should I actually even watch it? Do I want to watch it? But to hear her, someone who doesn't know me, has no skin in the game of whether or not I feel like I did a good job, to have her come up to me and tell me, hey, guess what? You did a good job, was so, so nice. So I really appreciated that. That was quite a cool moment. Oh, also, something else I want to say that was kind of funny. So after I got the speaker set up with the mics and we explained how we're going to do the timing, we're going to do a 5-minute warning, and then I was going to tell them they're out of time and it's time for Q&A and then blah, blah, blah. So I get Eric Newsom all set up and he starts his talk, and then it dawns on me, oh crap,
Rob Walsh from Libsyn told me yesterday to be make sure I get to their table super early today so I don't miss out on getting a shirt, especially the woman's style cut, because they only have a limited few. So I'm like, I'm looking at my watch. I'm like, I kind of technically have 25 minutes before I'm responsible for anything. I can't believe I'm admitting this. Sorry, Jared Easley in the podcast with my family, but I actually got up from my chair with the handheld microphone in tow, and literally, I walked very nonchalantly out of the room and then ran through the hall to the area where they have all the booths. And I got to the Libsyn booth, and Elsie Escobar was there, and y'all, you know how much I love her. She is just one of the greats, and she gets inducted. And so I was so excited to see her and get my shirt. So I made it, guys. I did it. So thanks for listening. This is a little quick clip to the start of day two. All right, guys, it is Jemmy. I missed doing my afternoon, night, whatever recap yesterday of podcast movement because things are just so, things move at like a million miles an hour. But I want to first give a huge shout out to Salt and Sun, the ladies, Tatiana and Sarah, for overnighting the t-shirts that they had made me, custom t-shirts for Florida Podcast Network. They got lost in the mail before my trip, and these guys are rock stars. They went and tracked it down, drove all the way to the post office, forwarded it to me overnight, and so I got them yesterday and was able to rock them yesterday afternoon. So thank you. Big shout out to them. So yesterday was awesome. I mean, I really have no other way to put it. I was, again, a stage manager for the Q&A fishbowl, as I call it. It's the area of, like, the main area of podcast movement where all, like, the booths and stuff are. There's this fishbowl with a bunch of chairs, and I got to kind of play microphone host for all the questions that were asked during the Q&A period. That was pretty cool. So that was awesome. And then I get out of that and I run into my friend, the guy who I think is just a wonder in the podcasting space, the networking space, and the community building space, Mr. Danny Pena. So shout out to Danny of Gamertag Radio. Let's see, what else did I get to do? So last night they also had and then as I was kind of walking back to my room, ended up running into him again, this time with one of his counterparts, Paris, who I thought I had met before, but hadn't met before, so it was great to finally meet Paris. Let's see, so they also had the awards last night, the Academy of Podcaster Awards, and that was really cool, because I was one of the judges. I got to judge the gaming and hobby category and the technology category. So it was neat to see like how it actually fleshed out. The only thing I wish I had taken maybe screenshots of my ballot so I could remember how to see, like I could have judged how my judging stacked up to who won. It would have been interesting. But anyways, that was neat. It was cool. There was like a cool pre-party open bar. Got me a little bit of trouble. I got a cute little koala charm from this awesome girl named Catherine. I wish I knew the name of her company. I could give her a shout out. I'll try doing it later because she was just fantastic. In fact, I should do it later because she is on a panel with the one and only Glenn the Geek today at 10 that I will be going to. I'm not volunteering this morning, so I get to actually go see Glenn at his panel. So that's going to be amazing. And she's going to be there. She's a co-panelist. So I'll try to give her a proper shout out later. I also want to give just a shout out to all the winners of the awards last night, and in particular Liz Covart, who has Ben Franklin's World. She's brilliant. And then Dr. Drew was there. He accepted an award, and it's funny. So if you follow me, you'll remember perhaps that Adam Carolla actually texted out a few months ago. He's like, "I love you," to me, and I kind of screenshotted because I'm a dork. But so when I approached Dr. Drew, I introduced myself by saying, "I'm about to prove to you that I'm already part of your love circle." He's like, "My love circle?" I'm like, "Yes." And I showed it to him, and he was really cool about it. He was really sweet. So that was fun. And I mean, the whole show was really great. But major kudos and congratulations to Elsie Escobar of Libsyn, of She Podcast. I mean, talk about someone who is just blazing a trail in the field, especially for female podcasters. And she got inducted last night into the Podcasting Hall of Fame. And I couldn't be more tickled pink for her because she's just one of those people who is so humble. She would never shine a spotlight on herself. She always shines a spotlight on other people. And so
to see her be recognized, and she brought me to tears more than once. She was so sincere and just lovely, and she's just a beautiful woman inside and out. So congratulations to Elsie. I'm sure I'm going to run and give her another hug at some point today. And Rob Walsh and the whole Lipson crew. So just, guys, I'm having a fantastic time here at Podcast Movement. I really can't say enough. I'll be volunteering again this afternoon. I haven't checked to remind myself what it is, but I'll be volunteering this afternoon. And it's just been lovely meeting all kinds of amazing, wonderful people and getting so many hugs and so much love. So thank you to everybody who's here, who showed up, who is enjoying this virtually somehow via social media or whatever. Just continue podcasting. And if you haven't started yet, start podcasting. Everybody has a story to tell. Everybody has a voice. It's time for the world to hear yours. Thanks, guys. More updates coming later. Thank you so much for continuing to follow this podcast movement journey of mine here on Anchor, on the Anchor app. It's a pretty cool app. I'm really enjoying using it, so yay for that. One thing I did forget to mention in my recap of yesterday was that when I went to the award ceremony, I got stopped by Dave Lee, who is the founder of International Podcasting Day, which is coming up on September 30th. And I've known Dave since, I want to say online for a while, but in person since PodFest back in February. And he asked me, little old me, raising my hand, me, if I could participate in their like live recording sessions on International Podcasting Day, which is so cool. So I'm really looking forward to that. I'm definitely in to do it. And then I had this bright idea of asking Danny Pena if he would do it with me. And you know, his schedule is even more bananas than mine, but I asked him about it. I told him about it. And he, you know, being the super nice, wonderful, open person that he is, said he will have to check his schedule, but he's into it. So hopefully it works. Crossing my fingers, putting my prayer palms together. So hoping it works. I wanted to make sure to give you guys that update. That was pretty cool. So today, I had the freedom this morning to kind of go about my business since I wasn't volunteering. So the first thing I made sure to do was to go into the booth area. I wanted to stop by and say hi to Elsie and Rob at Libsyn, but they were both tied up and I didn't want to interrupt those conversations. They looked pretty deep. But I did stop by the Tascam booth and saw Eric, who has kind of alluded that perhaps, maybe, just maybe, I might be a top person for winning their Tascam Creator Studio. So I definitely had to, I'm like, what do I have to do? I'm willing to whore myself out. However, whatever forms I need to fill out, whatever contest, please, what other booths, partnerships you're working with, I want to win one. Tell me all the things I need to do to up my chances. So he just said, just take a selfie and post it and thumbs up. So I did that this morning. So go to all my, like my Twitter, Instagram, whatever you're on and look at that. So and give it some likes, you know, show that you are paying attention. So, all right, so then what was cool, so on my way to Glenn's panel this morning at 10, I got stopped by two different wonderful women. Renee stopped me second, but Amy stopped me first. And we actually ended up getting into a little bit of a conversation, and she stopped me to tell me that she loved my Ignite presentation. And it was, I was so floored. And then we had a really great conversation about family and the ups and downs of life. And her podcast is called Chasing Dreams. Please go check it out. I'm going to check it out too. Turns out we're kind of kindred spirits on that level because our podcasts are about similar ideas. And then when I got stopped by Renee, she was just so sweet. And she and I are, unfortunately, we keep catching each other at the way wrong time when I'm like running to go do something. So I hope to reconnect with her. But she said some wonderful things as well, including, and this floored me, that it was her favorite of all the Ignite presentations. Mind blown, right? It was pretty cool. So thank you to both of those wonderful women for stopping me and showing me some love and support today. That was fantastic. Then I got to go check out Glenn's panel. It was all about networks and building a network. And so, you know, I'm all into that with the Florida Podcast Network and social media podcast network. I can't have just one. It was great information. It was a three-person panel, but then Ryan, gosh, I'm blanking on his name. I want to say Gray, but I could be wrong. He played like host, and so he was like the Oprah of the panel. So that was pretty cool. So we got some great information. Had me like rethink some things, honestly. That plus my conversation the other day with Jessica Kupferman about advertising and sponsorships on a podcast network. So I'm going to retool some things, I think, when I get back to Florida. Let's see. Also, I sat then with Glenn in on a radio to podcasting panel, which was very interesting, but I had to leave early so I could just kind of woos off for a minute, eat some lunch, gather myself. This afternoon, I'm going to be volunteering at the Platinum 5 as a stage manager. So it's a couple of cool panels or presentations, one about the whole Richard Simmons podcast. So that was pretty cool, finding Richard Simmons. So I'm looking forward to that. So thank you again for continuing to follow this journey of mine, podcast movement. I appreciate it. It means forever and a day a lot to me. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'll catch you a little bit. Updates coming later. Bye. Hey guys, so it is the final morning of podcast movement. I'm kind of bummed because I have heard about some fun things that are happening in the afternoon, but being an East Coast girl, my flight is at 12:30 because even with a 12:30 flight, I get home at midnight. So there's only so much finagling I could do there. So I know I'll be missing some cool stuff, but let me catch you up on all the cool things I didn't miss yesterday. The rest of the afternoon, I realize I haven't caught you up on all that. So here we go. All right, so I got to do my final leg of volunteering yesterday, and that was cool. It was two different panels. They did, you know, a couple of people up on stage doing their presentation, whatever, and then a Q&A. So I was, you know, mic'd them up before and after, or mic'ing them up before, de-mic'ing them after, and then running around doing the microphone during Q&A. So that was cool. And one of the panels was with the guy behind the Missing Richard Simmons podcast. So that was pretty amazing. And I haven't listened to it yet, so now I'm definitely going to go listen. It's just gotten such great reviews. So I'm going to go check into that. What was also neat is I was walking through the halls, meeting people, networking, doing my thing. I, again, had someone come up to me who complimented me on my Ignite presentation. His name's Stephen Hart. He is the host of the Trailblazers FM podcast, and he was like a real featured speaker, like a real legit speaker at this thing. So, you know, and from all, I couldn't go to his panel because I was volunteering at the same time, but from everything I've heard, his panel was packed. The room was packed like sardines, and he killed it. So to have him take the time to introduce himself to me and compliment me on my little 5 minutes was so awesome. So thank you to Stephen Hart for that. That was amazing. Let's see, what else? Oh, also, so there's this fantastic girl named Carrie, and she is a rock star. I met her day one at the PMX competition. She was fantastic. And we've talked here and there. She keeps asking me questions. And yesterday she started asking me some really in-depth questions about networking. And so I was like, you know what? Let's skip the middleman. Let me just bring you to the man who's taught me everything that I know. So I brought it over to Glenn. I nailed him down, brought her over to him. And a magical thing happened. They had a really wonderful conversation. And he saw in her something very akin to what he saw in me, and that rocked my world, because he gave her a very similar promise that he made me. So go check out episode 110 of Curve the Cube if you're curious what that promise is. I think he just changed her life a little bit. And not only that, but I don't remember how it came up, but she happened to mention her age in 1994, and I'm like, wait a minute, we were born in the same year. Or 1993, I'm like, wait a minute, we were born in the same year. And then I'm like, what month? She's like, September. I'm like, what day? She's like, oh my gosh, guys, we're 3 days apart. Like, if that's not a meant-to-be interaction, I don't know what is. It just felt awesome. So she's now not my friendzie, not my sister-zie, my twinsie. That was pretty cool. So just congratulations to Carrie. You're going to go do wonderful things. Check out her podcast, please. It's called Carry On Carrie. It's been on hiatus, but she's bringing it back like with a quickness. So go like rewind and catch up on her podcast. Carry On Friends. Sorry, it's called Carry On Friends. Spell C-A-R-R-Y. So not spelled like her name, Carrie, but Carrie on Friends. Go check it out, please. Also, I ran into Chris Kremitzos and John Dennis and, you know, in the poll booth area, and just got to chatting with them. And it was cool because Chris turned to John and was like, listen, when we get back, we need to really support Jemmy with what she's doing. And I was like, oh my gosh, I would love that. You guys are amazing. I mean, not like I expect anything less than Chris, because he is one of the most giving human beings I have ever met on the face of the planet. But to have him say that was really super special, and he means it. So I'm really looking forward to charging forward with everything I'm doing. Also, I got to finally take a picture with Dave Lee, who is the co-founder, or the founder of International Podcasting Day. We actually managed to stop and pause from all of the craziness and take a picture. So that was awesome. And I want to give a shout out to my roommate. This last day, Jenny Wren Stotrup, I always stumble on her last name. She rocked it. She's a singer. Please go look her up. She's at www.grittybirds.com. And she's just a ball of energy and super talented. So you're going to love her as much as I do. Thank you so much for listening. I'll give you another update on the final day. Bye. Howdy, y'all. So it is Jemmy, and I am sitting in my car in West Palm Beach, Florida, having just arrived back home following an unbelievable week at Podcast Movement. And I need to recap the last day, my Friday, for you guys. So, all right, so here we go. Starting with actually Thursday night, because I completely forgot this morning to talk about the luau. That was pretty amazing. But what was also really cool was right before it, I ended up in a super in-depth conversation with two freshly minted podcasters, and they just happened to sit at the same table as me inside the hotel before we went out to the luau. And they started, you know, telling me about their show, and I started asking them some questions, and then I started like giving them suggestions and really diving deep into the theories and the strategies of podcasting. And that was, their eyes got wide, and they kept asking me more questions, and then they started complimenting me on my knowledge base and all of that. So that was a pretty awesome moment. And you know, major thanks to Glenn, because he teaches me all I know. It's kind of true. And then I went out to the luau, and that was fun. It had it was Hawaiian themed, obviously. No pigs were roasted, but drinks were definitely had, and there were hula dancers and performers, singers. It was pretty cool. They did a good job. There were different stages and everything, and lots of music, plenty of bars to satiate our thirst. So quench our thirst, I guess I should say. And that was, yes, it was a good job for whoever organized that. Not that I expect them to hear this, but good job. All right, so then this morning, finally, I expected to go to a 9 a.m. session before I left for the airport. However, when I got downstairs, first of all, I was running about 10 minutes late. And then I definitely wanted to go stop in and see Elsie from Libsyn before I went home. Went home. And so I walked into the floor where all the booths were, and when I, you know, I was waiting to talk to her, and I ended up also catching Dave Jackson, who I had, you know, hadn't really had a chance to talk to in depthly yet. And Dave gave me the final convincing speech. I'm like 95% there to pull the trigger and actually rebrand this show, Curve the Cube. It's a big step, guys. You know, I've been using the name Curve the Cube for almost 3 years, but I think it's a step I have to take. It's a step that Glenn has been urging me to take for a long, 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 long time. And I think I'm finally ready to bite the bullet. And I'm sorry, Glenn, that it took an extra conversation with Dave. But trust me, it was only due to your foundation of drilling it into my head a million times. So anyway, so that was interesting. So thank you to Dave Jackson for taking the time to talk to me and chat that out. And then, of course, I got to say hi to Elsie and give her all the hugs in the world like I love to do. She's so huggable. She's just such one of those. And to Rob Walsh, who's also from Libsyn and who is the co-host of The Feed with Elsie, you know, their podcast, and does a fantastic job. He's so knowledgeable. He's definitely helped me out in more the ways that he could possibly know. And I wandered over to the Tascam booth again because I become friendly with Eric, their rep, and he showed me every which way that the Tascam studio has grown since I saw it and started drooling over it in February at PodFest. And whoa, my mind was blown in February, and it's blown a million times more now. And an amazing thing happened, guys. So he's asked Glenn to be one of his testers on the new version of the equipment. And not only that, but he told Glenn, hey, you know how you're going to send back the mini studio? Why don't you just send it to Jemmy? And I was like, oh my God. So I'm going to get one, guys. And that's really exciting because it's going to open up a whole new level of podcasting. You know, that's me. I'm always trying to improve. I'm always trying to reach for bigger, better things and make better shows for you. And speaking of better shows for you, I'm going to also finally bite the bullet. I don't know how quickly it'll happen. Hopefully pretty quickly, and take Glenn's advice and finally start my own show that has something to do very specifically with Florida, and start inviting businesses to come on and talk about what they're doing. So I might do nonprofits. I think that's probably what I'm going to do, but I'm not really sure yet. So we shall see. So all in all, podcast movement was absolutely a blast. It was amazing. Totally different from PodFest, but also totally amazing. So thank you guys for listening to all these pieces of audio and following my journey. Bye. Well, I hope that was as cool for you to hear as it was. I mean, it couldn't possibly be as cool as it was for me to hear. It was so mind-blowing to hear all that stuff again, because even though I had downloaded, say, back in the day, this is how Anchor worked. Like, all this stuff would disappear after 24 hours. So I didn't think any of this stuff was archived. And I used to have to set my mini-me recorder down on the table right after recording something like this, and then press play on Anchor and record on my mini-me recorder, my little handheld, to capture it for permanent archiving. And so what you heard back in the day on my Curve the Cube episodes when I included this type of stuff, that's how I did it. It was like tape, duct tape and rubber bands back then, guys. So it's really exciting that Anchor turns out saved it. So how neat was that? It was really cool, especially because I got to experience what the development of my relationship with certain people, like Glenn the Geek, like Chris Kremitzos. It was just really, really neat to go down memory lane for my first few recordings with my first few recordings of Anchor. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. And yeah, next up will be a trip down memory lane to when I was first hired at Horse Radio Network. Yes, I have those recordings as well. So I'll be stitching together similarly an episode for that chapter of my life. Very, very cool. I'm enjoying this trip down memory lane with Anchor and using it now as kind of my own audio blog. This is pretty neat. Well, it is time to take you on another trip down memory lane to when I first went to Ocala to Camp HRN for training as a production coordinator for the Horse Radio Network. I was going to learn to produce Horses in the Morning live, my first ever live production. I was going to get to meet horses and do a carriage ride and learn to clean up pony things and just have a good time. And I was really, really excited. Well, what was crazy is I was heading towards Ocala at the same time that there was a storm brewing. And I'll let you just listen to decide whether I mean that literally or figuratively. But for now, I'm excited to have you come along with me. Let's all jump in our DeLoreans this time and go back to September 2017 when I was heading to Ocala for the Horse Radio Network. So yeah, there was totally a literal storm brewing, and Irma sent me packing unexpectedly early back to HRN, and I was there for Irma, which hit on my birthday, September 10th, so I literally spent my birthday, no power, no anything, in the middle of a hurricane. Hurricane Irma with my ex, who's my son's father. So it wasn't awkward at all. But you know what? You do what you got to do when you're a single parent making it happen. But anyway, so it was a really interesting time in my life. But that catapulted me to such great heights. And the future of working with Horse Radio Network was just so, has been so fantastic. I mean, I'm still doing it. And it's been awesome. And what's crazy is, so after Irma and all the power went out and everything, Glenn and Jen totally lost power. And their whole studio was down. So then Glenn, we got a wonderful message from one of his listeners, Mo, who out in Boca, which is near me. And she said, hey, I have power at my house. Why don't you use my house as a temporary HRN studio? So it was great. Glenn packed up HRN and drove down here. And I was able to drive over to Boca every day. And I mean, talk about jumping in feet first. I went up for training and the next day, I'm literally helping him patch a studio together remotely. It was crazy. And then handled the entire production for the whole week because Jen had to take care of the horses and she had no power. So it was insane. So yeah, but it was great. And I am just so grateful to that time. And wow, what a great capsule for my podcasting history and career.